Koan of the Blue Heron by Dane Servin begins with the epigraph, "The brain's neural circuitry for aggression seems dangerously cheek by jowl with the neural circuitry for sex." Carl Sagan from Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. Aroma is language the wild body knows, the "come hither" or "I will kill you" of scent glands, not just at the pickup bar, back alley, war zone. Gazelles have them in front of their eyes, camels on feet and neck, sheep their bellies, pigs on the wrist, chamois behind horns, musk deer in front of the genitals, goats on the tail. It's difficult to know what you want, to be sure of desire, its entanglements. So rabbits meticulously coat each pellet of feces with anal scent, make piles at crossroads in the warren like altars of Hecate on the highways of ancient Greece, to warn the unwary, seduce the aloof. Rats urinate on their partner's bodies, its own Freudian puzzle. Each of us neural architecture hardwired for predation and fusion, both along parallel circuitry. But the beautiful blue heron seems most human in its confusion of desire and antipathy. The female, hearing the mating call, chooses her heart's desire, settles on a nearby branch, where he begins to court her till she shows interest, whereupon he becomes unpleasant, attacks her, then frantically screams to call her back when she flies off, over and again. A candidate for therapy, some scientists muse. The fate of the species, quivering in every gland, wave of wing, bearing of belly, flash of tooth, the way I sometimes want to kill and love you at the same time. This wonder of the wild, that look in your eye.